Everyone take your Bibles and stand, please. Turn to the book of Philippians, chapter 2. Philippians, chapter 2. While you're turning there, I'll read a verse in Proverbs, chapter 23. You'll turn to Philippians, chapter 2, verse number 5. I'll read Proverbs 23, verse number 7. For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. Now, Philippians chapter 2, verse number 5, you read with me on verse number 5, Philippians 2, 5, ready? Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Now turn to Philippians chapter 4, verse number 8. Philippians chapter 4, verse number 8, we'll read this together in unison, and then we'll pray. Ready? Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. And let's pray. Father, thank you so much for our church. Oh, thank you that you have given us the privilege of reaching more than just our city in the Quad State area, but for some reason you have chosen this place to reach our nation. God, I pray that you'd help our preacher tonight, fill him with your power. Lord, may we be what we should be so that we could reach more of our nation for you. God, somehow use us to turn it back towards you, please. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
Tonight, I want to very briefly give us some guidelines in regard to what we call modern technology. This will not be a lengthy lesson. It's going to go very, very quickly. Earlier, we read the scriptures from Proverbs 23:7, Philippians 2:5, and Philippians 4:8. Three things mentioned there: our hearts, our minds, and what we think. May I recommend to all of us that we guard our hearts. You must guard your heart. But may I also recommend that you not, as an adult, only guard your heart, but help your children and your teenagers to guard their hearts. We live in a day where the modern technology is destroying our young people. Philippians 2:5 mentions the guarding of the mind. Let this mind be in you. Every adult here, we ought to guard our minds. But then it is our responsibility to help to guard the minds of our children and our teenagers. Philippians 4:8 tells us that there are some things about which we should think. There are things that are right to think. There are things that we should think on, and God gives us a list of those things. I think we should guard our thinking. It's part of guarding our mind. But we've got to help our young people to guard their thinking. Tonight, I think, Brother Davis, we opened the new website about 5 minutes before the evening church service started. It is now open for public use, but I didn't want the public to have access to it until you really got to see it. And so now, we officially have it. www.sbbcwv.com. That's our address. The website will be a great tool for our church. I think it'll glorify God, and I think it'll do a wonderful service for Him. Folks, you have to understand something. The Internet is not bad. It's a little bit like a radio. It's not the radio that is bad. It's the person who turns the knobs or sets the station that's bad. It's a little bit like a telephone. There's nothing wrong with a telephone. You get the wrong person on the other end of that phone, and their gossip, and their slander, and their lies make the use of the phone bad for them. It's a little bit like a CD player, or last generation, a cassette tape player, or the generation before that, an 8-track tape, or the generation before that, a record album, or the generation before that, reel to reel, or the generation before that, dinosaur signals. But see, a CD player is not bad. What you are and what you put in it determines whether that CD player is bad. I don't think everything on television is bad. It's the one who chooses the stations and allows what they allow in their home. I'll tell you how I believe. I don't think guns are bad. I think people are bad. Bad people use guns for bad. And I don't think the answer is to take all the guns away from the good people, because the criminals will end up with them anyway. Take them from the bad people, not the good people. A gun is good if it's used for right. The computer and the internet can be fantastic tools in our service for God. The internet can be very bad if it's not controlled by the user. The internet can be very good if it is controlled and monitored by the user. I think you ought to take it from the bad and give it to the good, not take it from everybody. But let me read something to you. Let me warn you, though. Parents, if it's let run wild, it'll cause you grief. According to a news station, WXAC, a young lady whose name I will not use was near death when the FBI approached the scene. Years later, she explains her story. Quote, she says, "When I was 13 years old, I was lured away from my home by an internet predator. He told me everything I wanted to hear and what I thought I needed to hear, and he became, I thought, my friend. After 8 months of chatting, she met her internet friend near her Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania home. He turned out to be a 38-year-old man." Remember, she was 13. She said, "He took me to his home in Virginia and took me to a dungeon and held me captive. She was tied up, tortured, and raped. It was for 4 days, and 4 days before the FBI showed up to rescue her, thanks to a tip from someone. She is one of many whose curiosity and misuse of the internet has led to a tragic circumstance. Even though we hear the stories how people fall victim to internet scams and predators, we still think that it'll never happen to us and will not be influenced that way." You see, you got to understand something, folks. With online access, anybody can view pornographic websites, social networking sites, which include sexual predators and improper chat rooms, with just the click of a mouse in the privacy of your own home. Satan no longer has to lure you out of your home and into a wrong place. He has brought the wrong place right into your living room if it is not controlled and monitored strictly. Strictly. Satan is using the internet daily to draw people away from knowing and serving God. But yet, the internet can be used to serve God and do a powerful work for God. I get notes every month of my life from all around the world, from China, from Russia, of people that listen to the services of the Shenandoah Bible Baptist Church on the internet. I have two notes right now, people in other countries saying, "I want to come to the Old Paths Conference. I love what I hear at your church." And they're from around the world. It can be used for good, or it can be used for bad. It depends on what you are. I may warn you, the nature of man can be awful bad. We don't have to give up all music just because there's so much bad music. We've just got to control the music that's allowed in our homes. I'm going to give you some points that I want you to think about. Again, it won't take long. Listen to me carefully. But I want to warn you about the internet. We'll tell you some things about the internet and some other little bits of technology. First of all, parents, I beg of you. I'm about to challenge you about something, but I beg of you, listen to a man who loves you. Listen to a man who loves your children. Listen. Number one, if your children are going to use the internet, as a parent, you must learn it and understand it and be a part of it. You say, "Why do you say that?" Because there are many parents in here who have children using the internet, and you don't know how, and you don't know what to do about it.
Right.
You say, "I don't know how. I don't know what they're doing." And you're not willing to learn it. Now, you listen to me. That's like giving your six-year-old a 357 and saying, "I don't know how to use it. Go do what you want with it."
Right.
Parents, if you're not going to learn it, grasp it, monitor it, and keep up with it, then don't let your kids touch it. You say, "Well, what's your recommendation?" I think you ought to learn it because I think it's a wonderful tool for your children. It can be used wonderfully. Parents, you'll have to do what you want to do. But I am telling you, you should not be letting your kids on the internet if you don't know what you're doing with it. You say, "Where am I going to learn?" You need to learn. There are courses. There are ways. You need to buy a book. They have internet for dummies. But you need to learn it. Number two, I recommend that nobody get on the internet in seclusion. Just be careful opening that thing up when you're all alone. Number three, I think you need to have a good filter for your internet. A filter. Now, what exactly do we mean? It's a filtering system. It makes yourself and your family accountable by using a filtering system. It helps you not to be able to go certain places on the internet. Helps certain things not to come to you. They used to have on television, I don't know if they still have it, a thing called The Guardian. The Guardian was a thing that filtered out nasty words and things like that. You need a virtual moral guardian on your internet if you're going to have it. Also, I want you to keep in mind that cell phones, Sony PlayStation 3, PlayStation Portables, and Nintendo all have internet access with no filter. You better be careful and you better be cautious. There is a filter that I recommend to people. It's www.cleaninternet.com. It costs $4.95 a month for one computer. There's a memo in the hallway out here that is posted. It has the address of the Clean Internet filter, the one that's called Clean Internet. What it does, it protects you, it guards you so certain things can't come in. It can also tell you if somebody tried to go somewhere on the internet they shouldn't have. Is that true, Brother Young? There's some that can help you to know if your children are searching out a site that has a sexual address or a sexual wording in it. You say, well, I just trust my kids. Were you a teenager once? You're supposed to love your kids, and you're to monitor your kids. But they're sinners too. Matter of fact, they're untrained sinners, and if they're teenagers, they have something going on in their body that you may want to keep under control. I said, number one, if your children are going to use the internet, I think parents ought to learn it and understand it. I said, number two, be careful ever using the internet in a secluded way. Number three, I said you need to have a good filter for your internet. Number four, I'd keep the computers in your home in a public place. When I say a public place, I'm talking about where they can be seen. I just keep it where it could be seen. You say, well, that's inconvenient. Well, it's inconvenient to be moral in some cases, too. But I think I'm for the inconvenience. Number five, I'm going to recommend something to some of you adults even. I wouldn't spend all my time surfing the internet. I think you better know where you're going and know what information you need and go to that place, because all throughout the net, there are things that will pop up and could destroy your morality. The surfing of the internet, first of all, it's a waste of your time. For some of you, don't even read your Bible, but you'll spend hours on the internet. But may I say, you're going to end up where you don't want to go, seeing and reading what you should not read, because you're just playing with the internet. I figure out where you're going and go there, and then get off. Number six, I'd keep your computer screen facing a hallway, or I'd keep it even facing the public. Why? You know, hey, parents, let me teach you something. Your kids are on the computer, you walk in the room, and you see them push a button real quick. Why? What did you have to remove? You make it so when you walk in the room, everybody can see everything that's happening. Now, you know me. I'm this old-fashioned, crazy, wacko separationist who happens to love our kids, who happens to know what's going on in this generation and in this society. I think it'd be wise. You know, the Bible says in Proverbs 22, verse number 3, a prudent man foreseeth evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. Parents foresee the possibility of evil that could happen with that computer screen. Don't hide the computer. Don't hide the screen. Get it right out there where everybody can see it. You say, if I put that thing there, it'd have to be in the living room or kitchen, and it'd mess up the decor, but it will keep from messing up the purity of your child. I don't care if that computer matches your furniture, but I do care that your children are kept pure. Number seven, I would, if I were a parent, I would block cell phone internet capability.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand that in the new cell phones, they have the capability of locking onto the internet and pulling and downloading things right onto the screen of their cell phone. And their parents out there saying, oh, I didn't know that. You may be in trouble. You better get through that thing and get it all cleaned up and figure out what's going on. There's a thing where they use the text mechanism, but they write about sexual things. They call it sexting, not texting. You better be careful what's going on. You better be careful. If your phone, if your child's phone has a photo capability, most all of them coming out today now do. If they have the technology and the capability, they can take a picture and send that picture to their friends. Now, it's a very popular thing among teenagers to take nasty pictures and send them to one another. And so you understand something. Parents, you need to understand it, and young people, you need to understand it. You know, first of all, you can get in trouble. If somebody's underage, you can get in trouble for pornography of a juvenile. And if you're 18 years of age and you send a picture like that of any sort to a juvenile, you'll go to jail for a felony because you gave pornography to a juvenile.
Right.
Are you listening to me? Some of you parents, it may be going on right now and you don't even know what's going on. We take cell phones away from the kids before they come into the Christian school because we don't have time to screen them all, but I'm not going to have that trash in my Christian school.
Right.
Inappropriate pictures like that can get you in a lot of trouble. I want you to listen to the following statistics about mobile phone internet accessibility. A survey taken from Columbia University says that 20% of all mobile search engines go to adult sites. They also say, we speculate, that people may feel more comfortable querying adult terms on private devices. Revenues from the mobile adult service will approach $3.5 billion in the year 2010. The internet is now mobile along with all of its dangers. For instance, within hours of the release of the iPhone and the iPod Touch, dozens of pornographic websites were online specifically targeting users of the new Apple gadgets and technology. I can promise you, if I gathered phones from this auditorium tonight, there'd be people that would be embarrassed and devastated about what I would find on their phone. Guarantee it. And if your child still lives in your home and they're 25 years of age, you have right to know what's going on. Number next. If I were you, I'd delete all emails that you do not recognize without opening them. I would delete. If an email comes to you and you do not recognize from whom it has been sent, I would delete it right away. That'll help you not to end up with a virus, by the way. It'll also keep you from getting something nasty that you don't want. Number 9. There's a tremendous danger in what is called the social networking. And again, parents, you better get control. Some of you parents need to knock it off. But using the internet for your social communication and fellowship, is that wrong? Now, I don't know that's all wrong, but I'm going to tell you something. You can have fellowship at church and with God's people and with God and with Christians. There's the social networking, the availability of a thing called Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, even some blogging. What do? They get on there and they talk. Parents, I'll guarantee you something. There are parents in here. Your children have their picture on Facebook or MySpace. They have lied about things about themselves. They've told someone they're of age. They've told someone they party. It happens all the time. The communication back and forth. You can go to these certain sites and a teenager can get a spot and then they get a log book of friends and then the friends pass it on to friends. We believe that you ought to fellowship with saved people and people that are righteous. We go out and win the lost to Christ, but we don't get into a social network with all the lost people in the world and start communicating with them. Let me tell you something. Again, parents, I'm worried that because you don't know what to do with it, you're going to let it go. You say, well, Brother Owens, if I get that invite, there'll be a fight in my house. Then fight for what's right. Kids don't tell parents what to do. They obey their mother and they obey their father. And any young person in here that won't let your parents see what's going on your MySpace page, what do you have to hide? What are you up to? You say, well, I want my freedom. You can have all the freedom with inside right. And if you are doing right, you're not ashamed to show somebody what's going on. With teenagers, parents should monitor their pages and their accounts. I'm going to tell you, if I had teenagers in my home, they would not have a private account to any of the social networking availabilities. None. No way. My name would either be a part of that account, but they wouldn't have it, and I would have the right to look at anything anytime I wanted to. Am I winning friends and influencing people? Teach and train your family on the dangers and the disciplines of our new technology age. I'm not against the internet. I'm against its misuse. You know something? Used to be that people had to work at getting to pornography. Now let me show you how easy it is. Click. Men, weren't we better off when you had to go somewhere, drive to get there? Now it comes to you. Sad. I am for the internet. I am for the positive part of it. But you need to lead your family. You need to protect them from the dangers. You need to equip your children and how to use the technology and how to use it biblically. I hate it, but I'm going to write rules in the handbook of Martinsburg Christian Academy in regard to this for the future.
Right.
So I'm going to start looking at all the Facebook and the MySpace pages. I'd get home and get your junk off there fast, kids. You say, why would you feel that way? Because I love you. And whether you believe it or not, I've got more sense than you.
Yes, sir.
We're not trying to hurt you. We're trying to help you. I remember when I had an upset tummy, my mom used to give me Pepto-Bismol. I hated the taste, but it calmed my tummy. You may hate the taste of a preacher that's not afraid to tell you the truth or tell your parents the truth, that it'll make you better. You teenagers, the teenagers of this church, if you're anywhere close to being a true teenager of this church, you know your preacher loves you. I love you, and I'm your friend. And I'm trying to help you. Parents, you're going to have to learn a few things. You're going to have to keep up with it. That's just all there is to it. Just a few things that I'd like for you to ponder about the new technology of our age. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. We're going to have an altar call. I think there are probably some people that are internet involved that need to come down here and get on your face and ask God to forgive you. You need to go home and clean up, clean out, get rid of, unplug, cancel the subscription. And get some things right. Somebody here is going to destroy their marriage if you're not careful. If you're unsaved, we welcome you to the Savior. The altar call won't last long, I promise you. I'm not trying to keep you late. I don't want to inconvenience you.